Today is April 5th, 2007, and I'm here interviewing Mary Poe and Dolores Giles for the Brooklyn Oral History Project in conjunction with Atkins Library at UNC Charlotte. My name is Jennifer Payne, and we are using the Eterol No. 2 recorder. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for coming today. Mm-hmm. I'd like to start just by asking Ms. Poe and Ms. Giles, about your memories growing up in Brooklyn. What do you remember the most about living there and growing up there?
Well, I remember I really enjoyed going to the Y on Wednesday nights, mm-hmm. and on Saturday mornings getting up, going to the gym, mm-hmm. with dancing. They'd give that every Saturday. And also once a year when the House of Prayer was on McDowell Street, I used to enjoy going down there while watching the parade and looking at them. They baptized people across the street in the creek. Mm-hmm. And going to the restaurant. The restaurant was called El Chico's, eating bologna sandwiches, but at that time they were called minced meat sandwiches. But they were delicious with slaw and ketchup. Mm-hmm. And just walking around, going to the movies, going to the Christmas parade. We always walked downtown for that. Mm-hmm. And just having a good time. You know, things weren't like they are today. You know, kids would get together. We always had things to do. And if you standing around, there's always something to do. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always. So you were never at a loss for something to do?
No.
You said on Saturday you would go to the gym and dance. Was that the gym at the high school or was that the gym?
At the high school at Second Ward.
Okay. And they would have dances there every Saturday?
Almost every Saturday.
Uh-huh.
You go down there and we would do line dancing. Mm-hmm. Or we would, you know, just take your hand and swing dance. Mm-hmm. I just pop your fingers and dance, you know.
Now, was that a dance that the school put on, or was it just a neighborhood, anybody could come?
Anyone could come, because uh-huh. the different schools across town, like West Charlotte, would come over.
Uh-huh.
And York Road would come over, am I right? And let's see, West Charlotte, York Road, Sterling. Mm-hmm. And they all would come, you know, just have a good time on Saturday.
So was it all kids, though?
It was all kids. Mm-hmm. All school kids. Mm-hmm. All school kids.
And you get out there and you do line dances?
Any kind of dance you wanted to do.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. And this was, and that's what they need to be doing now with the kids now, to get them out of the street.
Yeah.
But they don't do any of those things like that now.
Just give them something to do.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
To keep them occupied.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, I've heard a little bit about this this El Chico's restaurant, too.
Uh-huh.
El Chico's keeps coming up in all the conversations we have with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't asked yet, what kind of restaurant was it? Did they serve?
They served home-cooked meals, mm-hmm. sandwiches, all types of sandwiches, but really good home-cooked meals. And then minced meat sandwiches, how much were they back then? Had 15 cents or 25 cents?
Something about 25.
About 25 cents, and they would put slaw and ketchup, mm-hmm. on the bologna. It was this big, it was this thick slice of bologna, about that thick.
Oh, wow.
And it was a kind that you would buy one of them long rolls.
Right.
And they would fry it.
Oh, wow.
Put it between two pieces of bread with slaw and ketchup. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds so good.
Oh, my goodness. And don't leave out the Coke.
You have to have the Coke.
Yeah, with the top where you got to
right
the top
in the glass bottle.
In the glass bottle.
Mm-hmm. 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 Was it a big restaurant, or was it pretty small?
It was sitting on the side of the House of Prayer.
Oh.
It was like a grill. Wasn't it like a grill? Mm-hmm. Sitting connected to the House of Prayer on McDowell Street. And the House of Prayer at that time was sitting there where they have, what's the name of that park? Marshall Park. Well, that's what the House of Prayer was said.
So, Ms. Giles, what about you? What are your fondest memories of growing up in Brooklyn?
My fondest memories are, well, when I was born on Ridge Street, mm-hmm. that was in Blue Heaven, where we didn't have but three little rooms, and you could sit up underneath the house if you want.
Oh my God, sitting up on them high bricks.
Yep, you could sit underneath the house. And we had a creek, and we had this tree.
Mm-hmm.
You call the local tree.
Mm-hmm.
Little long brown little things, and we used to go down there and shake the local tree. And in order for us to have a swing, we took long ropes that people used to have, and we round them up and throw a rope up in the tree and put a tie
mm-hmm.
on it, and we would swing from the local tree. Because
uh-huh.
I got hurt from the local tree, to tell the truth. But, I lived with my grandmother. And then my grandmother and my two brothers, we lived with my grandmother in a little three-room house. And then when I got up some size, I went to live with my mother when I was in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with my mom up until I finished school in 64.
So, later on, when you went to live with your mom, you lived on Alexander Street, right?
I lived on Alexander Street.
But you started off in this area called Blue Heaven.
I started off in the area called Blue Heaven.
And we were
That's
wondering.
Where the Butler Seafood was,
mm-hmm.
Covington Presbyterian Church, and the Veterans Club and the Women's Club was right there. So our house was in the back
mm-hmm.
of those buildings. And there was a fence across, and there was a school. The school is still up there on Moorhead Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this church school was. It's there, right next door to the Charlotte Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady named Miss Marie used to work for the Veterans Club. So whenever she would serve parties and stuff like that for the big people up there, she would call us down at the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go down up underneath the fence, and she'd bring us food
okay.
and give us food from down underneath the fence. So
uh-huh, uh-huh.
It was something, and you know we used to go down there all the time.
Right.
And then when I noticed the wrong thing to say, but you know you never know when people gonna pass away at your house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to bring people's home at your house, and they used to cover all the mirrors with white sheets and mm-hmm. stuff, so people, you know, I don't know what to cover the mirrors for, but they would cover the mirrors and stuff because they used to bring the family members home
mm-hmm.
At that
the
time.
Bodies and sit them in the living room mm-hmm. overnight.
Mm-hmm. And sit them in the living room overnight.
Mm-hmm. Instead of taking them to the funeral.
Right, yeah.
Right.
They would bring them all home because they wouldn't, you know, they didn't do that back then. They would leave them, put them in your house.
Well, do you know why they did that?
Well, I don't know whether or not the funeral home was so small. They didn't have really places to,
mm-hmm.
you know, really put them. And then you had to keep your house cool.
Right.
You know, and stuff.
Right.
And people would sit up all night long with the family members and
right.
stuff while they, you know, was in the house.
Right.
The body yeah. in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Body be right there in the living room.
Could you do that now?
I could not.
Mm-mm.
I could not.
Hey, with the casket open.
No. No. No, I really couldn't.
Yeah,
I really couldn't.
Do it, yeah.
But I guess it's, I mean, when you grow up doing something like that, you
mm-hmm.
I guess it becomes normal for you,
yes,
right?
Yes, it
and
was
so,
back then.
Right.
And, see,
right.
we didn't have what we have now. We had, you know, we had little coal stoves, and we had to cut wood, and then we had to, we didn't have refrigerators back then.
Mm-hmm.
We had to block ice,
mm-hmm.
and the ice man would come by and
mm-hmm.
sell the ice. About a dollar block, and you know you had this ice pit that you trick your ice
and
off.
You put it in the ice box.
And you put it in the ice box, and then because see back then we didn't have ice box like the refrigerators like we have now.
Well, so how long would a block of ice last? Would you get one every day, or would you get one
every day, or every other day?
Mm-hmm. Every day or every
mm-hmm.
other day?
Yeah.
And do you remember the Iceman? Do you remember who he was?
Oh my God.
Was he somebody that lived in the neighborhood? And
I think one of them could have been the ice house there off
on
36th Street. One on 36th Street.
No, it moved up. See, we had one over there on Trade Street too.
Yeah, on the
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
And it also was one
on 36th
Street.
On 36th. So one on Trade and one on 36th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it's up to
But
date
the one
now.
On Trade Street was the more, that's the real, real old the, one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I'm wondering if you know why Blue Heaven was called Blue Heaven, And also, I guess, I'm wondering where that area was. What, like, what streets were the boundaries of it, if you can remember?
What was the boundaries of Blue Heaven? Ridge Street, Band Street, Congo Street. And once you go across the bridge, that was it.
Across the swinging bridge?
Yeah, once you go across that bridge, then that was it. And that was Crockett Street and all of them. And that wasn't Blue Heaven. Once you came across the bridge, you was in Blue Heaven.
Okay. So what made Blue Heaven Blue Heaven? Why was it called that?
You know what? I tell you what I'll do. I'll ask my aunt.
Okay.
Because she probably can tell me more about it than I can.
So it's just been called Blue Heaven for so long.
It's been called Blue Heaven. That's all we say, Blue Heaven.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, what made that area different than other parts of Brooklyn?
Well, everybody was close-knit. We were close-knit families, but that area, I mean, you could just go. You can leave your door open, wherever you want to go, and things will stay in there. Your kids will tell you, you tell your kids to do this, 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 they did it. They did not do it like you would. If they was out of place, then them other parents would spank our family, and then we still get another spanking when they're
wrong. That's right.
That's not fair.
It was a close bond, family.
So everybody in the neighborhood watched out for everybody else in the neighborhood.
You did not come across that bridge if didn't nobody know you was up in that area.
Right, right. Well, was it the same way for you growing up on First Street, Ms. Poe?
Oh, yes. You know, we'd sit on the porch. You know, you could sit on the porch and see everything. We had two chairs and a table and just sit out there and see everything that's going on. Friday night and Saturday night, everything would be going on.
Right.
Frying fish, because on First Street, it was restaurants up and down the street. All restaurants, you know, people hanging out and, you know, getting smashed.
They had Pittman's grocery store.
Pittman's
up on First Street.
Oh, yeah.
First and Davidson. We had Pittman's grocery store up there. Now when we used to have convocation, that's what they call when the House of Prayer would have the big parades, and the big parade would come all the way down First Street, all the way down First Street from First Street to McDowell Street.
That's and then sometime it would come up on 4th Street by the courthouse.
After they moved.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we had Bob the Donut Place on McDowell Street. Used to sell donuts.
Those were the best donuts.
But see, you know, before they did all that, we used to have Cress's downtown, and I know I'm probably getting way off now.
You're doing wonderfully.
But Cress's used to be right downtown where the Nation Bank is sitting right down the corner as you're going up there. And
you could sit in there.
You could see them making the donuts, different flavors of donuts and stuff like that.
Yeah, and breakfast too.
And it'd be hot.
Yeah, probably melt right in your mouth.
Huh?
Yes.
They tore up history downtown, but I guess you have to adapt to change.
I guess you do.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
But
because when my grandmother used to get off from work, she used to she'd come across the field, but she would tell us when she leave home that morning that you meet me downtown in front of Belts, and we would go to Belts. We know we go to Belts at least once or twice a week, but mostly through the week, because she wouldn't go downtown on the weekend. We go downtown through the week, so we meet her downtown on the bus at Belts, and we know we're going there to eat us a good meal. But see, we ate downstairs. We did not eat upstairs in the cafeteria. We ate downstairs all the time.
And what was this in Belks? They had an eating place?
Oh, yes.
And so they had downstairs and upstairs, and the downstairs was where they made the African Americans eat.
Exactly. I used to work in Belks.
Oh, did you?
I worked in the cafeteria. I made the salads and the fruit plates.
Oh, how about that?
When I was carrying my daughter.
What do you remember about what year that was?
Marcia was born in 63. So had to be around 61.
Okay.
Or 60.
Okay.
61, 62. Okay. Before Marcia was born.
Yes, yes, it was before my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm. And so, getting back to
this. She eat more, she's
Well, getting back to this this restaurant that they had at Belk's, were the how were the upstairs and the downstairs dining rooms different?
They had, you know, just regular dining tables, you know, like four chairs,
mm-hmm.
Leather chairs. Well, they weren't leather, but you know.
Right, like covered in.
Yeah. And it was four, and then one, and you know what, upstairs in Bell, it was like a grill, too.
Mm-hmm.
Headed out to the back. It was a long grill that you could go up there and sit down and order sandwiches. And sit at, I call it a bar, at the counter, pay and eat. But downstairs, it was just a typical restaurant.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a restaurant you would find in
Brooklyn.
We could
do that at Cress's and in Woodwork. Cress's, we would go downstairs and eat. Woodwork, we'd go downstairs and eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In both places, in all three places, that's where we would go.
Well, you said that you met, Miss Giles, you said that you met your mom at Belk's a couple times a week after school. Your grandmother. I'm sorry.
When we would get out of school, we'd go home first. We had to change our clothes first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but if we didn't get dirty, we could keep them on.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to meet her downtown, we kept our school clothes on. But after that, if we didn't meet, go downtown, we'd change our school clothes and put on other clothes. That's what we had to do. But yeah, we would go downtown in those days.
Did your grandmother work downtown?
No, she worked up the McCraw's and the Fogelman's.
Mm-hmm.
They lived over there on Sedgefield Road. I never forget. I know where the house is right now. And but she worked for the McCraw's. But they had owned First Citizen Citizen Bank. Downtown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And so I guess I'm kind of wondering about, you know, what your everyday life was sort of like. So when you were in high school, you were born in the Second Ward. What was a day like for you? You'd wake up, and I know you said you had to, you know, cut wood and this sort of thing for the fires. Would you do that before school? How would your day progress?
No, my brother's nose would have to do. That was their job to cut the wood.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for me to have to play with them and do what they did, I would have to. I told them I would help them cut their wood so I could go play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And but my grandmother wouldn't allow me to go play with them because I was the only girl at that time. But
so she was just keeping a special eye out for
but
you?
But I still wouldn't play with them. Yes, I still wouldn't play. She had this little lady to keep me in the afternoons after school, but I wouldn't want to go stay there. I'd want to go play with my brother now, but she had to.
And what about you, Miss Poe? When you woke up in the morning, what was your day like?
Okay, when we lived with my grandparents, we lived in the country up there off of 29. That's where we was living. And we had pigs. And every Thanksgiving, when my grandfather would slaughter two pigs, him and one of my cousins. And what they would do, they would take the hot water and put over the pigs, all the pig meat, and they would scrape all the hair off the pig.
Mm.
And then they would split him open and put the intestines in a big old tub. And myself and my grandmother and my sister, well, we would, you know, I don't want to say that on there. Squeeze all the stuff out. And then put water in them and rinse them back and forth. And we would help them to do that, and plus we had a farm, and we had all the vegetables, and we would pick the vegetables with my grandmother when we got out of school. And on Saturdays, we would come to Charlotte and peddle all that stuff. But then when we moved to Charlotte, when I was going to Second Ward, well, I just had a good time in school, and you know, going to class, meeting new people, you know, just normal fast days. Fast days.
Was Second Ward, was it a big school?
Oh yeah, we thought, and you know the thing.
Yeah,
about Second
it was real
Ward,
big. We had what auto mechanics and
now that's what the
brick mason. The guys
everything.
Did all that. But yeah, we had
everything at that school. Computers, so, one computer.
Everything. I mean, you had everything to learn.
At that one school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, Second Ward was a after we had it was a college school. School during the day, college at night.
And it was called Carver College.
I see.
College at night, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Carver College was actually held in Second Ward High School.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was a separate building altogether. Uh-huh. I didn't know it was held
in the same building. The same building. My door is just like we're sitting right here. Mm-hmm. And I could sit on my front porch and hear the bell ring, mm-hmm. and then I'd go to school.
Right.
And when it was time for me to eat lunch, if this wasn't anything in the cafeteria that I liked, I would come home and eat lunch, mm-hmm. and then I would go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
So do you remember, like, what kind of food they would serve in the cafeteria?
Well, now, on holidays,
uh-huh.
we had good food.
Yeah?
Like, on for things, like we go home for Thanksgiving break and stuff like that, they would give us our turkey and dressing, mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Greens.
We used to have good food on the holidays. Well, it was pretty good, but it wasn't that good on the holidays.
Right.
And then you could work, if you was in the sixth grade, you could work in the cafeteria.
Okay.
And that's when you got a lot of food when you worked in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be in the sixth grade to work in the cafeteria.
Big old homemade cookies.
Wow.
Hot dogs, mm-hmm. and hamburgers. But the hot dogs taste better than hot dogs taste now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Some way they were delicious.
I wonder why they were so much
real
better.
Cheese sandwiches, mm-hmm. because they had the real grilled cheese. You know, the stuff that they have now has a lot of preservatives in it.
Yeah.
But back then it was
so
a real
they used to cook it on top of the grill and stuff. They used to cook everything on
right.
top of the grill and stuff.
There were no microwaves.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't no microwaves. No.
Well, you said that the boys at school got to take classes in auto mechanics and woodworking and masonry.
3 hours each day. Three class periods each day.
And all of the boys had to do that?
If they wanted to.
Oh,
they could do
so
auto mechanics. They could do brick masonry. They could do shoe repairing.
Mm-hmm. All of that. Because my husband took up shoe repairing there.
Mm-hmm.
I still have his certificate. He's deceased now. He's been deceased now for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. But so these young men would come out of school with a trade.
Mm-hmm.
They would be able to leave
high
school.
Well, I know a guy right now
job.
Has his own business, and he was brick mason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otis Brown. That trip, he has his own business.
Mm-hmm.
Sure it is. Popcorn. He was the instructor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that's a great training,
it is,
too.
It really
yeah.
is. It
mm-hmm.
is.
You're really
yes.
set for life if you can learn that sort
exactly.
of thing in school.
Exactly.
Well, what did they do for the girls then? What kind of classes did the girls
we
take?
We could go to West Charlotte for cosmetology.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had economics. Oh, come on,
I'll
come
tell
on,
you
come
what
on,
I had that I enjoyed was home economics.
Home economics.
Home economics.
Home economics, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Finding
I sewed, and that was my first time I learned how to fix baked beans.
Oh.
But I did it from scratch. You cook your white, dried, navy beans and get those done. And then you put your other ingredients in there to make, what kind of beans did I say?
White navy beans.
Uh-huh. To make another kind of beans when you put all
like
that
pork
stuff.
And beans.
Yes.
The pork and beans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed those cooking classes.
Uh-huh.
And
that's what the girls could do.
On the girls and sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And
sewing.
Sewing. We
and
had
cooking.
Sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And
sewing
then we
and
could go to West Charlotte for home for to do hair.
Mm-hmm. 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 Did you go to West Charlotte
no.
to do the cosmetology?
I didn't want that.
No?
Mm-mm.
And did you, Miss Bell?
No, I didn't want hair. I did
cooking
and sewing.
We was over
here
cooking and
sewing.
Yeah, that's what we was doing.
That's what I...
And I was mostly played sports and stuff. We would be in the gym playing basketball and stuff like that. I didn't do it.
Did they have teams for the girls to play sports on?
We didn't have a girls team.
No, we
had
back then.
Team.
It wasn't
they
a
girls.
They wouldn't give you a girls team?
No.
But they did have boys basketball.
Yeah.
And they had the football. They had the Queen City Classic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Queen City
yes.
Classic was
oh,
at
yes.
Memorial Stadium.
At Memorial
West Charlotte was our competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like your big rival.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And we used to go to the funeral home. The funeral home was right across the street. That was Greer's funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was time for the for homecoming, and we would go over to the funeral home, we would get a casket from the funeral home, and we would bring it over to the school. They let it over to the school. And we put this guy in it and dress him up. And
that was terrible. Yeah. That was terrible back then.
We put him in there and
oh,
dress him
great.
Up. Yeah.
That's
and we have our flowers sitting around, you know, and stuff like that.
So you would dress him up in the West Charlotte
yes.
uniform and colors
yes.
and that
yes.
sort of
that
thing.
Let them know that we killed him.
Right. So, were the Queen City Classic and Homecoming, is that the same game?
It was two different games.
Okay.
Two different games.
Was Homecoming as big as the Classic was?
The Classic was the biggest.
Classic was the biggest.
Classic was the biggest.
So I imagine everybody came from all over Charlotte.
Oh, we play that Queen City Classic. We know we're playing with Charlotte.
Right.
We know we're playing with Charlotte.
Yes.
Do you know how it started, the Queen City Classic?
Who got that name to get? Why did they?
We were the only two schools, to my knowledge. But I tell you what, I found out for you and let you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. I'd be really interested in finding that out.
I'll find that out and let you know.
Because you hear so much about it, and I just kind of wonder where it came from, when it started.
But we were the only two schools, and then after York Road came along, then York Road started playing.
They didn't play in the Queen City Classic?
Yeah. No, we always played.
It was another school with another team.
Yeah.
I see.
It was always Steppenwood and with Charlotte.
Right. And then York Road would play somebody else.
Yeah. I see.
So, Miss Giles, you said that you went to York Road for a year, just for a year. You couldn't stand it. Well, how was it different in Second Ward?
For one reason why I went to York Road is because the buses was on strike.
Oh.
And another thing, Second Ward did not have seventh grade, so that's the only school that I could have gone to. Was to either I could have caught the bus and went to West Charlotte or go to York Road. So they sent us to York Road instead.
Right.
So we used to have a city bus that would pick us up right there at the school and take us to York Road. And then, but after that, no.
As soon as you can get back to Second Ward.
As soon as I can get back there, I'm fine. That was it for me.
Well, why did you like it so much better there?
Second Ward, for one reason, because that. The only thing I could hear was Second Ward. And my aunt went to Second Ward. And I said, oh, gracious, I definitely want to go Second Ward. My brother was up there. And I said, now, y'all know I got to get up there some kind of way. So after that, I went to Second Ward.
Hey, but everything was good at Second Ward. The choir was good.
We had a good choir there.
The band was good. We had a good football,
Mr. Page.
Basketball team. You know, I never forget. I went out for a pom-pom girl.
Did you?
And he hit me and everything. And I went home and I was telling my mom about it. She made me get off. I was so mad. I couldn't even march. I could just see myself in this bunny outfit, black, with the white ball back there.
Royal blue.
Yeah, royal blue, because that was our color. And she made me get off of it. I couldn't even be a pom-pom girl.
Why didn't she want you to be a pom-pom girl?
She was really straight
too fast. She said we were being too fast.
So the pom-pom girls had a little bit of reputation.
She didn't want my dresses were too short. They said your dresses were too short.
I didn't get to participate in nothing.
Because I used to try to go around there and get them. I used to go get them out of the house.
Yeah. Well, what kind of things did your mom want you to participate in?
Church stuff.
We used to go to St. Paul for
I went to St. Paul all the time.
Yeah, but we used to go on Wednesday night.
For Bible study.
They used to have Wednesday night for children night. And we used to go. I used to go to church with her on Wednesday night. Yeah,
but then on Sundays.
But Sundays I went to my church.
Went to my church on Sunday.
So you went to St. Paul's, Miss Poe, and Miss Giles. What church did you go to?
I went to Shallow.
To Shallow. Okay.
That was down there on Hill Street, down by the domestic laundry.
Okay. Okay. And do you remember there being a lot of churches in Brooklyn?
You got Stonewall. You had Ebenezer. You had Stonewall. You had Friendship.
Little Rock.
You had Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
You had Bethel.
Did you call St. Paul?
And St. Paul.
So how many is that?
Six.
Six that we had over there in Brooklyn.
And
plus that church in Cherry. That was considered Brooklyn, too, wasn't it? No, that's a different thing.
That's over in Cherry. No.
Yeah.
Were there, I don't know how to word this. Did people associate themselves to be like in the group of the church that they went to? I mean, Was the community divided at all, depending on what kind of church you went to? Which church you went to?
You visited any church you wanted to.
So everybody just sort of came and went into
Baptist and all that kind of good stuff.
And we also went to the theater on 2nd Street.
The Lincoln Theater.
Yeah, we would go on 2nd Street to that theater, too.
After you went to church on Sundays?
Well, that would be like maybe on a Saturday during the day.
Oh, okay.
They couldn't hardly do nothing at night.
Everything had to be done during the day.
Why couldn't you do anything during the night?
Because it's too dark and bad, so we couldn't.
My mother wouldn't let us out.
Something might happen.
Taking care of you, huh?
We needed to be at home. We had to do it in the light.
Well, was it a dangerous place on Saturday nights? I know that 2nd Street was a really big.
1st Street was really bad. I didn't want to bring that up, but 1st Street was really an active street from Friday to Saturday. It was a very active street.
And you said that's where a lot of the businesses were, right? Restaurants all the way up and down?
Restaurants, drinking and stuff like that.
And so then on 2nd Street, was that where the clubs were and the
It was just the theaters?
And then McDowell Street up by
the House of Prayer.
Yeah, El Chico, that's what you're talking about. It was the hot spot. El Chico was the hot spot. Because that's where you
nice looking men, but they were much older than what we were.
Well, what about this House of Prayer parade? You both mentioned the House of Prayer parade, I think.
Convocation.
It was called Convocation?
They were celebrating their daddy in town, which was called, he was called Daddy Grace. And that's how, they played lots and lots of beautiful, beautiful music.
And gowns.
Beautiful.
So all the women would really dress up for
him? They dressed up for him. And they would keep him fan, he'd be sitting up there and they would keep him fan. And then they gave a lot of money.
You couldn't say anything bad about him or anything like that, especially to his people. His people used to you see his picture on their door or somewhere in their house and all that kind of stuff. And whatever they had, if they had a fish fry or anything like that, we doing this here for daddy, we doing this for daddy. And whenever they would say, praise the Lord, daddy help me do this, daddy help me that.
So he was a really huge personality.
He still is up until today.
Absolutely.
But hey, but the ones that they have now at the main House of Prayer on Bakersfield Road, he's not like that.
He's not like Daddy Grace. Because he would come out, and he lived right where what we call El Chico's, and him and his house was right there. He would come outside, and let you see him. And how do you talk about nails?
Rings.
Nails was red, blue, and white.
Really?
Yes, red, blue,
all
and
the
white.
Time.
All the
he
time.
He always had them red, white, and
long,
blue.
Beautiful hair. Beautiful hair.
And had a long beard.
Right.
And come out sometime in a hat and a white suit. But and his house was pink, wasn't that pink and white house? Had a big old pink and white house.
Where was that? Where was the house?
It was beside the House of Prayer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was big. It was like 2 stories.
Oh, yeah. You know, because when the big folks would come in town from other states, they would stay in there.
Right.
It's just like they do now.
Yeah.
And they come in town, but they don't have the things like they used to have. They still have convocation,
but it's not all like
it used to be on McDowell, because you could walk down the street, this house got fish selling fish, this house selling chicken, this house selling this, that, and the other. You wouldn't get hungry because you had no reason to be hungry because they had all the food right there.
So people would actually sell the food out of their houses during the parade,
and
then people would just follow the parade and stop and eat.
It would be so many people on that street.
Oh, you're talking about people? Oh, gracious.
And plus, they would pay baptized across the street in the creek.
In the creek. Well, I've heard so much about the House of Prayer and about Daddy Grace, and everybody seems to have different opinions about, whether he was good for the community or whether he was kind of a showman,
But they would always say, but his people was crazy about him.
Yeah.
And you had to watch how you pronounced yourself. So, in other words, you never knew
who you were talking to.
Right.
You had to really be careful.
And that's like that now.
It's just like that right to the day.
Right.
You don't say
anything bad. You know who belongs to the house.
Right. I mean, you see how many missions they have.
Right.
And they're building them now, another one.
Oh, Sugar Creek.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's larger than any of the other missions.
Small.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
You know, every now and then, if you all can, you ought to go and visit it one Sunday.
The House of Prayer?
Yeah. Hey, just go in and sit down. They don't mind you coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And just sit in there for a little while.
Yeah.
And they listen to the music. And that music, you know, somebody can't get
but
enough
don't go to
the piano,
though, if you're busy.
Yeah, because what was that?
They've been out there all night.
Oh, yeah, because they really
they have long services,
old,
huh?
Honey, I mean, long. My sister-in-law's mother, grandmother passed away, and I rushed out of church. Oh, I said, well, I don't want to be late. I want to get there on time. I did not eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we got ready to go to the cemetery. It was 5 o'clock. I said, I never come back to
all day.
It's an all day thing.
Right. Okay, but what I mean, you
but
do.
They make you mm-hmm. feel, they make you feel like family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They do.
I mean, they make you feel like family. And right to the day, they bought the McDonald's cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
They bought that hotel. And they have gotten that for senior citizens.
Wow.
I mean, they believe in taking care of their people,
right.
And the people believe in taking care of their own.
Right.
And they will do that.
Mm-hmm.
They will do that.
Well, maybe one Sunday, if you all are free, when they finish the one down there, well, Lois and I could meet you over there.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
And you know,
Dawn and I were actually talking about going for dinner one night. To see if we could meet some more people who might be interested
where?
In the project.
At
the House of Prayer.
Definitely.
On Davis Ford.
Well, Baffert, would he know everything?
Baffert.
Oh, yeah, he belongs to the House of Prayer.
He belongs to the House of Prayer. Yeah, Baffert.
But one Sunday we would like to meet you. And you know that music, because when we had our family reunion, well, one of my family members belonged to the House of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, other words, that Sunday where we went to the one up there from Mallet Creek,
mm-hmm.
it's just a small branch. And I'm telling you, that music, Lord, if
and
you
those
sit
choirs
up,
can really sing too.
And if you mm-hmm. sit up there and listen to that music, I mean, you can, some of those songs that they play has anointed
mm-hmm.
over some of that music.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit up there and just listen, you can feel the anointing.
It just really moves you, huh?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to go there. We're going to meet them there once.
I'd love to. Mm-hmm. I'd love to. You
let me
know
if I'm not busy. Let me know.
You just let me know.
I try not to be busy, but I'm
but
getting ready
know.
To do the reunion again this year. So
I'm
trying to get
one?
Her to do something if I can, but
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's hard though.
Yeah. Do you still have a lot of folks who come to the reunions
mm-hmm.
every year?
Quite a few.
From out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going with the class of 47, 47, 47, 47, and 57 and 67. Those are the classes that we will be in reunion this year. And we do have three, as it stands now, we got 3 or 4 people that I do know that was at the reunion last year, came out the class of 37
mm-hmm.
right now that I know. And then in the class of 47. So we've got quite a few people.
Well, and it sounds like, I mean, Second Ward must have really meant a lot to these people
yes.
to come back 70 years later,
yes,
right?
Yes, mm-hmm. I miss Second Ward. They
yeah.
have built that, have they built a new school? What is that they put over
that's,
there?
That's for where they got the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
See, Metro, the gym is still there.
Right.
And some other part of the school is still there.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that they were not going to tear down Second Ward. The only thing they was going to do, they was going to change the name. The name was supposed to have been changed to Metropolitan Senior High School, and it was not done. And I told them, too, you all did not say that. I was sitting right there when you said it. You said that it would be, the name would be changed, and the only thing would be was Metropolitan Senior High School. That's what it was supposed to be.
Well, who did you say that to?
Lord only knows who all I said it to.
Yeah, so everybody that would listen.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
You said you didn't really do what you promised you were going to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I did.
Well, let me ask you, when do you remember, you both lived in the neighborhood all the way through this period of urban renewal, mm-hmm. and Ms. Giles, you said your house was one of the last ones to be torn down in your mm-hmm. area mm-hmm. of the neighborhood, and so it was your house in Second Ward High School, mm-hmm. Just standing there by themselves mm-hmm. while everything else was gone. Mm-hmm. How did they present this idea of urban renewal to your families? Did they say that, you know, we're going to redevelop the neighborhood, and
yeah,
you'll have
you
a place...
We had to find somewhere to go.
And my parents used to go there. They found this house over there off of Graham, which was called McCall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they lived
mm-hmm.
until they tore that down.
Mm.
And then they bought a house there off the Plaza. So my mother's been up there ever since.
So your parents moved from Brooklyn over to Graham Street, and then that became part of the urban renewal project.
Exactly.
And so she had to move again over to the
uh-huh,
Plaza.
On the Plaza, and they've been up there on the Plaza.
Well, when they said they were going to tear down the neighborhood, did they tell the families that lived there that they would build new housing?
They just said you have to find a place to live. Uh-huh. Because see, when my grandmother lived on Ridge Street, and that was down in Blue Heaven. They mm-hmm. just started on Blue Heaven first.
Right.
And they did, so after my grandmother moved from Blue Heaven to Clinton Park.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved in Clinton Park September. I got hurt in August of 68. Mm-hmm. My grandmother moved in Clinton Park at 3601 Seaman Drive.
Mm-hmm. So she remembers all
that.
That
is amazing.
1968. I mm-hmm. do know August of 68.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
And was she able to stay there? I mean, mm-hmm. that didn't get, you know.
No. They bought that home.
Good.
Her and my Good. Older brother bought right. that home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did your families find out that they were gonna do this urban renewal?
The city
program.
The city, and they came through, you know, from door to door,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
from door to door, talking mm-hmm. to, you know, different people and saying, you know, well, how would you like this? How would you like that? And they said, well, oh, we're gonna try to do this. We're gonna try to keep y'all within a place where you won't have to worry about moving and all this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you were out. Bam, that was it.
Mm-hmm. So they had people that would come around and survey
yeah.
the families
yeah.
and say, so they would be asking, you know, if you had to move to a new mm-hmm. place, what kind of house would you like?
Yeah.
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 And so did they give the impression then that they were going to do
they
something
was
about that? They
were going to do something, yeah. but yeah. look what they did, nothing.
Right.
Not a thing. But,
right.
but they inform you when you had to move.
Mm-hmm. So they gave you a date?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that's it?
That's it.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
What do you think the feeling in the community about the urban renewal program was?
It wasn't good. Because people didn't want to leave. Because that was our little area, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just like when living up there by Second Ward.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want that to go. We didn't even want the neighborhood to go. But mm-hmm. I guess because that area was so close to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's called change.
Right.
That's what they wanted to do, I guess, because we was close downtown. And then they said one time before that, okay, they had all the churches. They bought all that land, sold the churches. It was not going to be another church over in that area
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Look what church is sitting up there. Big First Baptist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And First Baptist Church is still downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Their original church, but what did they do? Spirit Square.
Hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the way they do it. Yeah. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And then the Y is the Y where we used to go on Wednesday nights,
mm-hmm.
do our little soap pop dancing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. I guess that, you know, when Dawn and I read about this program in Charlotte about urban renewal.
Mm-hmm.
They always say things like, you know, well, the area was a slum, it was blighted, you know, it was crime-ridden.
Well, it was at that time.
It was at that time, mm-hmm. but I tell you what, if anything happened in the area, you would know it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone, a stranger, would come in that area, you mm-hmm. knew it, because you wasn't, certain people was not allowed mm-hmm. over in that in different areas. Mm-hmm. I tell you that.
Mm-hmm. So it was a small enough community.
Mm-hmm. It was a small enough community that you could holler over there across the creek and tell such and such the person that's.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And you know the end. Hey, where we live, well, that was considered as sort of a good end.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back up going west of First Street,
mm-hmm.
now that was slums and
like
rowdiness.
That third,
like slums and rowdiness.
Third ward over there where Good Samaritan was.
Mm-hmm.
That was that was the bad area.
Mm-hmm.
They said.
Mm-hmm.
But over there in Isla area, it was nice and calm.
Uh-huh. On that end.
Yeah.
So by the school, it was really
was
nice area.
It was nice on
nice
that end.
Calm,
but
yeah.
If you're going back First Street, going to the west, going west up that way, well, mm-hmm. that was the slums. Mm-hmm. And
well, what was it like over there in that area? I mean, how would you describe it if somebody had never been there before? How would you tell them that part of the neighborhood was?
Well, to me, it reminds me of like when you go to New York,
mm-hmm.
the bad area of New
mm-hmm.
York,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
So like the housing was kind of dilapidated?
Yeah, brown restaurants,
right.
Clubs,
right.
So that's what it was like,
right.
Standing on the outside,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Sitting on the steps because they had steps too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, to me, it reminds me of some parts of New York when the slums, when you went to up there on that end there, buddy,
right.
But on our end it was okay.
Right. In one of the other interviews that I did, I spoke with a gentleman about a community garden that he worked in. Do you remember anything about the community garden?
Which area was that?
He was on 2nd Street. He lived in the 1000 block of 2nd Street.
He must be talking about up in there, kind of in the middle, you know, where they have Pay Charlotte Mecklenburg schools up in there. Well, it wasn't it something around up in there in the back?
Up by 2nd Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Up there in that area.
I don't remember no garden being up there.
Like a flower garden, rose.
I remember me picking cotton, though.
I didn't see no cotton up in there, man.
No, my pool used to take us picking cotton one day.
I picked cotton.
Mm-hmm. Where did you do that at?
This man used to come by, and he used to have his little garden, his cotton field.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother would let us stay out of school one day out of a week, and we'd go pick us some cotton and make us some extra change.
Oh, I see. So you also said that you could work in the school, too, once
yeah.
you got to 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So there seemed to be, like, all these jobs that kids
Yeah, they
that
would
kids
feed us
get.
In school
yeah.
when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got in high school, you could not say that there wasn't anything out there for you that you could not get, because you had all the opportunities
mm-hmm.
to get a job because
mm-hmm.
you learned
mm-hmm.
what you needed to learn in
mm-hmm.
school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you could not, like, you want to play hooky from school? Oh, no. You did not do, because
oh, no.
if you did, you wish today you had.
Someone would tell
mm-hmm.
your mother,
you
the teacher, when you got home, your mother knew about it.
I'm telling you. So
you
before you even got home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you would get another paddling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you didn't. So you didn't. It's no such thing as you could not learn, and you did not have a trade
mm-hmm.
when you got out of school. You
right.
had a trade.
Right.
Yes, you had a trade.
Right.
But of course, there were some that did not want to learn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some was skip classes and then come
mm-hmm.
over to high school.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that a couple of times, but I didn't do it anymore after that.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
You learned your lesson, huh?
Learned my lesson.
You didn't want two paddlings in one day.
Well, I went through so much after that.
Right. Right.
A discipline action, you know?
Sure. Sure. What about these dances at the Y?
Mm-hmm.
You said that you would also...
On Wednesday night.
Was it Wednesday night?
Uh-huh.
You would go to the Y?
Oh, yes. That was fun. We would walk there.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 9.
Uh-huh. Oh, it'd just be so nice.
Yeah.
Dance, and you got to meet different friends from other schools,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it's just nice.
And we used to wrap the maypole in school.
Oh yeah,
you know,
we did. Are they still doing that? They wrapping the pole.
Oh, I haven't heard.
I never wrapped a pole coming up. Did you? No.
You didn't. Oh, we used to wrap the maypole.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
No. And I used to do it when I was at H.A.H. Gunn. We used to. Hey, in May, they would take us outside, and we used to wrap the maypole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to love doing that, going in and going out,
having the colors, different colors.
And you'd weave into each other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You had prayer in school. You had Bible verses and all that kind of good stuff.
Every day?
Every day you would have prayer and recite Bible verses?
Yeah,
yeah. Every day.
Well, what about, hey, do they still say, I pledge allegiance to the flag? Are they still saying that in school?
I think they are.
When we did it. Did,
yeah, when I was in school, we did.
Well, we did it in elementary. We did it every day.
We did it. Yeah. We did it in high school.
Yeah.
Instead of the year. Yeah. I wondered if they still did it.
I think they should.
Are they still? Or do
I can see whether they're doing it or not, but I don't know.
I don't, we didn't do it in high school anymore when I was in high school. We
really?
Did it. We did it all the way through elementary school.
But they don't have it anymore.
Not in high school.
That's why some of these kids are so bad.
Maybe. But, well, I think a lot of it, too, has to do with this idea of community.
Yeah.
You know, that they feel like, you know, that they're a part of a community like you did when you were at Second Ward. Mm-hmm. What other kind of things do you think reinforce that kind of community in the neighborhood? We've talked about churches. We've talked about the schools. Were there clubs that you belonged to? Or
you mean like social clubs and schools?
Social clubs or...
we belonged to... What is that other thing? It wasn't the YMCA. It was something else, Lord. It was something else. I'm going to have to think some more on that one. But it was something else that we belonged to in school.
Girl Scouts and Brownies when we was in elementary school.
Well, I didn't do any of that.
Oh, I did, although I didn't like it, but I didn't do it, you know.
But it was something else. I can't remember now. I need to text or remember, and I can ask someone else.
Were there any like fraternal organizations for, you know, adult men, say, in Brooklyn?
It wasn't anything but the Masons. It wasn't anything like that in the school. Older people, you know, they were the Masons and stuff like that. But in school, it wasn't anything like that. And not in high school.
Right.
We had the debutante.
The debutante, it wasn't anything like the Deltas or the AK.
Yeah.
So this is at Second Ward, though. They would have a debutante ball? And would all the girls participate in it?
Some of them, not all of them.
We
try to raise money and help, you know, some.
Because I guess it was pretty expensive, right?
Yes, it was very much expensive,
to get the dress. And then would they have a big dance where everybody could come afterwards?
Yeah, because two of the girls in our church, they are debutantes, but I'm not going. Are you going to any of the balls?
Not if I'm put out of a meeting, I won't.
Well, what about people? Are there any characters that stand out in your mind that you can remember?
For school?
In school, just kind of in the neighborhood. We talked a little about Daddy Grace. I think he's a pretty big character. But maybe some teachers you had or some store owners that really stand out in your mind as being, you know, Brooklyn characters.
Mr. Benson.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be right there at the first corner, First and Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, if you didn't have no money to get you something to eat, you could run right like a little beagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get paid, then you could go paying.
Uh-huh. So he had kind of a credit system.
Like a
credit
thing. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You used to have that going. Yeah.
I bet that helped a lot of people out.
It did. And like they had Miss Walker's store was right on the corner, and it was right at the school. So my mom and my stepfather and this other family was involved in the Walker store because Miss Walker had gotten old and lost her husband and all that. So my mom and her husband, my stepfather, brother, and this other family was called the Franklins. They went in together and helped Miss Walker with the store, and they would run the store for her.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to buy these big old, used to get these big donuts, and the children would come from the school over there and get donuts and sit in there. And then my mom, then they got a, what you call a jukebox.
Mm-hmm. A piccolo.
A piccolo, rather.
And a piccolo?
Yeah. A piccolo.
But it was a jukebox. Yeah. Jukebox. And they just called it a piccolo?
Piccolo, yeah.
A piccolo.
Then mm-hmm. they used to come over and sit there and drink sodas and eat donuts mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We used to have little wrap sandwiches, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Was Miss Walker's the one that you were talking about, Miss Poe, where mm-hmm. she sold dry goods mostly?
Uh-huh, like chips and uh-huh. mm-hmm. sodas.
Yes.
And cigarettes. And then she would also do food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Miss Poe? Can you remember anybody that stands out in your mind?
Let me see here. The only thing that stand out was, you know, with the funeral homes now, the men be inside, but then they would sit all outside mm-hmm. and they would wait till someone make a call for them to come. They come pick
Mr.
up
Mr. Bob.
Uh-huh. They all of them be sitting outside.
Mr. Bob Jackson.
Uh-huh. And
at Greer's funeral home.
When someone would call, they would run inside and get in the ambulance and go.
They were like firemen.
Yeah.
When they got the call, they were gone.
And we'd be sitting on the porch. And my mother say, I wonder who got killed, who died this time.
See, the funeral home was right on the corner.
Right.
Yeah. And we would sit out yeah. there and they would mm-hmm. pull in. They could be sitting out there on the front or red back in a chair. And then time they get a call, they run out and they jump in the ambulance.
They just be passing time, uh-huh. waiting for the next call.
Waiting mm-hmm. for the next call.
Because see,
at
they
that time, it wasn't in the funeral home yeah. back then.
Because yeah. see, they would go and pick up, they would be the ones to take people to the hospitals and stuff like that. Because
oh, really?
And it wasn't no medic services.
There weren't no medics and stuff there.
Now, were there medic services in Charlotte at this time and they just didn't come to Brooklyn?
You know, I wonder, was it like that, Lord?
I ain't seen no medic.
No?
No, the funeral home, it was just, it was Greer.
Alexander.
And Long's.
Alexander.
Lemlong?
Lemlong. Mm-hmm. Long Mortuary.
It was Alexander, Greer's, and Long's in three.
Yeah, that's
three separate funeral homes. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
And so, but these, you're but saying they were the ambulance.
Greer's funeral home that was one right at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Is right out there on Statesville Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
where it is now.
No, that's where they moved.
That's to. That's the original grid field.
Mm-hmm. So, when somebody would, let's say they had a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
then the funeral home men would come and take them to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Come and take them to the hospital.
And then, if God forbid they died, uh-huh. they would take them back to the home.
They would bring it back to the funeral home.
Right.
But just bear in mind, at that time, we were called the Little Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small city.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little small town.
Not like today.
Mm-hmm. Not like, oh God, no, not today. Oh my right. goodness, couldn't right. because we were just three funeral parlors,
mm-hmm.
just three at that time. And we were called the Little Queen City.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at it.
Yeah,
it's
enormous.
Still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Still growing.
So
now that's why the crime is so high now, because of all these people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think you're right. There's so many people that didn't grow up here and you don't feel like a connection with it and that sort of thing.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. When the city enlarges, crime rises.
Right, right. Well, I'm kind of harping on this funeral home because I think this is really interesting.
Yeah, I'm serious.
That, okay, so, and then after they dressed the body, they would take the body back to their house.
To the individuals. If it was a man, they would carry it to his home where mm-hmm. his wife is and sit it up in the living room.
Mm-hmm. And then she would sit up all night. Oh, or somebody in the family. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they'd be all sitting around as a wake. It was mm-hmm. called a wake.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were funerals like? I mean, were they, you know, very...
They wasn't sad, that's for sure.
Well, what would they do?
Oh, honey, you party hard all night.
Yeah.
Liquor. And at the wake, they would socialize with liquor and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
People, you know,
just like you're having a picnic.
Celebrating their life
yes.
instead of yeah. mourning over their
yes.
death.
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. they would drink. Mm-hmm.
So the wake was a party, and then at the funeral?
Well, mm-hmm. the funeral, they rejoiced. You know, they sung songs, and the minister, he did the eulogy and mm-hmm. all that kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But after they come, and then they take you to the gravesite, and stuff like that, then people come back to your house and
eat,
you
start back drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start back drinking. Mm-hmm. Do they still drink now? Do they still drink now?
Yeah, child, please.
At funerals?
At night,
after
at the wakes
and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then wakes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people just come to Some people don't even really have to know you.
Right.
But if they know a member of that family, they will come and sit around with you and talk to you and stuff like that. Right. Yeah.
Well, what about other celebrations? What about weddings and baptisms? Were all these things big celebrations in the community that everybody would kind of take part in?
Well, hey, that was in the churches.
Mm-hmm.
We get baptized in the church.
Yeah, right. But see, back then, you didn't have too many weddings because everybody went to York.
Or yeah, either because
went to
York.
Went to the courthouse
and
got married, so it wasn't that many weddings, not unless you had some money.
Right, right.
Because I went to York to get married.
What do you mean you went to York to get married?
My husband and my mother and my stepfather carried us to York. And we had to go back down there three times. The first time, we forgot the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back again, we forgot something else. And the third time, we went there with the birth certificate and something else, and we got married.
Are you talking about York, South Carolina?
Yeah, that's where I got married.
Why would you go all the way down there?
Well, they weren't doing marriages in the churches there.
Oh, okay.
And then my step-grandmother had said that I could give it in her backyard on McCall Street, because she lived on McCall Street.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But we did. My mother, they took us to York because she wanted me to get married so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us down there.
Well, I guess what I'm confused about is, you know, why wouldn't you just go to the courthouse in Mecklenburg County instead of going all the way to South Carolina?
I don't think they married.
I don't
people
think they were married.
They didn't.
They weren't married.
Really?
They weren't married.
I don't
people
think, to my knowledge, unless we didn't know anything about it.
And so everybody, it was everybody,
well, everybody
went to York.
York.
Yeah.
Everybody would go to York.
They would go to York.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. If they didn't go to York, they went to some other little South Carolina town.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they went.
But I went to York.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even recall they were having church weddings back then.
Right.
Do you?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's so interesting because it's something you just take for granted today, you know,
that's
that everybody sort of gets, married in a church.
Unless the ones at that time that really had money.
Right.
They had someone to come into their home or something.
Right. And they would have the entire ceremony at home.
Yeah, they would have guests there for them.
Well, that's very interesting.
We were up in New York.
And the House of Prayer would do their baptisms, I know, in the creek near the church.
Street,
right
above the street.
What about other churches? Would they do
a
pool?
They have their own pool.
Right there at the church.
Inside the church, yeah.
Now, my church in the country, well, we had a creek there, and we would all walk down to the creek, and they'd put them in the creek, throw them backwards and then pull them up.
Yeah.
In the muddy water.
Uh-huh.
Because the water wasn't clean.
Right. Right. And so you come out
but
all dirty.
The house of prayer, all of you got in the pool the same time.
I heard that, and I heard that once they had a baptism, it was so big that they had to bring in some firefighters.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they would pull one of them out, and they dash on, they pull out one, they dash the other one, come out.
It's quite a production, huh?
Mm-hmm. A very big production.
Well,
large production.
Ladies, we've gotten so much great information. I just want to ask if there's anything that I didn't ask that you wanted to talk about that you thought was important for people to remember about the community.
Well, you touched every base, but I'm going to think about some more things.
Okay.
But I'm going to definitely find out about Blue Heaven and the Queen City Classic.
That'd be great. And if you do think about that,
I would
love to have that information. And if you think of more things that you'd like to talk about, then we'd be happy
to
interview you again.
She works with the school dearly. She works with them all the time.
Well,
every Sunday.
Good.
They meet on Sundays.
Good. Good. So we thank you so much for taking part in this project. I'm glad you did.
I enjoyed it.
Good. I enjoyed it too.
Great memories.
So much great information we got. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I just hope that we were some help with you.
You were a tremendous help. A tremendous help. Thank you.